The anointed preaching of the Word of God is like infusing strong medicine into a sick body. The modern day church is sick, and what it really needs is an infusion of the truth.
You're listening to Truth Infusion. And now for your host, David Markham.
Amazing. Hey, I'm excited about what we're doing here today. I'm glad that you're with us, Truth Seekers. Welcome aboard. The last 2 weeks, I've been in the studio with a good friend of mine, Pastor Jeremiah Moss, and we have been discussing a topic. If you haven't been listening, if you didn't know about it or you weren't able to hear last week, go to the website, go to truthinfusion.com and look for these radio shows, because we've been discussing life with the Holy Spirit. And so I've got Pastor Jeremiah back in today, and what I want to do is get right into this. Too much time to waste. We don't have enough time to waste time on this important topic. So I want to set you up. I want to lob you a big old softball, and then you take your bat and you just knock it out of the park if you can do that. So here's what I want to do. As I look at a lot of the church world out there, I notice that in our religious atmosphere, we operate and we work in extremes too much. Anytime I think we leave the plan of God or the desire of God, we fall into our own desires, our own plans, start serving ourselves, we immediately shift into this Pharisee mode and get into the extremes. Now, the Holy Spirit is a prime example of this. In a lot of churches, you have one end or the other. And in some denominations, some congregations, they're so afraid of the movement of the Holy Spirit that there are no more gifts or operation of the Holy Spirit after that first generation church, and we keep him locked in the basement, and he's like the stepchild of the Trinity almost. And then on the other side of the spectrum, we have the extremism, and they turn the Holy Spirit almost into a circus show where he's out there performing tricks in our services, and it's all about extreme emotion, and you're not spiritual unless you're taking part in stuff that just frightens the visitors when they walk in. You know what, Pastor? I don't think the Holy Spirit really operates in either ends of those extremes, and I know that there are times when he brings us to a place of be still and know I am God, that's not active on the outside but very active on the inside. And there's other times where he does supernatural acts that it just pours emotion out of you. But what I'm getting at is he doesn't lock himself in either side of that extreme spectrum. Is that your experience with what you see in the church today?
David, that is a wonderful, wonderful question. And you know, as you're sharing that, I go back to what we all quote, we must worship in truth and in spirit.
Right.
I truly believe in a healthy balance in the life of the church or life of the individual. We have to have balance. I believe the Holy Spirit works. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit
Amen.
Works in a balance.
Yeah.
And I want to share, you have viewers right now that are listening.
Mm-hmm.
There's two groups. You have a group that are non-believers,
okay,
that are seeking the truth. And I'm excited that you are listening to this broadcast right
yes.
now.
Amen.
And we want to answer your questions. If you have a prayer need, we want to pray for you. But I'm glad that you're listening, seeking the truth. There's another group that is a group of believers who are followers of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
In that group, there's probably three different categories. There are some that are from a more charismatic church background that places more emphasis on the initial baptism of the Spirit and being that the evidence of your salvation is given by a particular spiritual gift.
Yeah.
And a use to extreme, and maybe you've been a part of that that movement that you're afraid of it now. Maybe you thought it was a counterfeit, but
mm-hmm.
we do know that the evil one will counterfeit anything
sure.
that the Lord does, but you've stepped away from that. Or you come from a church background like I did, where the Holy Spirit was talked about, but the works of the Holy Spirit wasn't mentioned.
Right.
And so, and then there's a third group that's probably listening right now. You're new believers. But you have no church background, and I want to submit to you, you're in a good place right now.
Amen.
Because you've not been indoctrinated by traditionalism.
Yeah.
You can get into the Word of God and allow the Spirit of God to teach you. I do encourage you to get into a Spirit-filled, a Bible-teaching church.
Yeah.
To seek out the truth, but you're in a good place. For me, we call this the life of the Holy Spirit, because it life with the Holy Spirit, because it really is. Paul says that we are to be filled with the Holy Spirit daily.
Mm-hmm.
We are our life is supposed to be saturated, consumed with the things of God. It's like a marriage. When my wife and I, when we got married, we went all out in our wedding.
Yeah.
And my wife, we laughed. It was a beautiful wedding. But like so many, it was probably her mama's wish wedding. and they poured a lot into it. And the families were very supportive. We had barbecues, friends and cousins.
Amen.
We didn't even know that we had showed up, you know.
Come to eat some ribs
they were
celebrate.
Throwing rice on us.
Yeah.
And, man, we had a great time. And when we left, we went on our honeymoon. And we've been married now for 10 years. And
yeah.
It'll be 11 years, August the 4th. What I tell people, if our marriage today consists of memories from our wedding,
okay,
our marriage, it would be weak.
Yeah, pretty
but
shallow.
We experience our marriage daily.
Amen.
And that's where I pray that every believer that's listening to Truth Infusion broadcast right now, that you're born-again believers, that you're wondering, what is this baptism of the Holy Spirit? It's something that the Bible speaks about. What is there more to it than what I'm experiencing with God? And I'm going to tell you, there's always more to God. He's not a guy that we could put in a box. The more
Can't
I learn about
him.
God, the more I learn I don't know about
That's
him.
True.
I have to sometimes let go of the reins, or sometimes lose what I think is control. A lot of times I want to control my situation. I want to control what I know. But the truth is, sometimes I need to let go and let the Holy Spirit teach me, give me revelation from His Word, because the Spirit, it knows what's best for us.
Yeah.
Our mind, our soul, our flesh, it only goes by past experiences and what's going on today. But our spirit, praise God, comes from heavenly places that not only knows about our past and our present, but it knows about our future.
Amen.
It knows what's best for us. And that's why I love when Paul said that we're to pray in the Spirit. Our spirit never sleeps at night when we go to bed.
Amen.
It's still
right.
alive, and it's still praying on our behalf. And that's a wonderful thing when we know that we're living a life with the Holy Spirit. And so with those three backgrounds, can I do something with your viewers right now?
Yeah.
I want to ask y'all, can you just let go of everything you've been taught for a little while?
Can you just
open your mind?
Yeah.
And what does the Word of God say? What
mm-hmm.
is the truth about the Holy Spirit? Maybe God can show us something
yeah.
that's amazing.
Well, you used a word a second ago, traditionalism. What did you mean when you say that? Where do you think most of the church fits in where that word is concerned? Because there's it's kind of like the center point of a seesaw.
Right.
A whole lot turns on that word.
You know, I hear a lot, especially new church plants, used to turn the term non-traditional.
Uh-huh.
I want to submit to you, not all tradition is bad.
That's right.
Okay, there's good things, but what cripples the body of the living God, okay, the New Testament church, I think I read a quote. I believe I'm going to pronounce his name correctly. Jaroslav Pelikan.
Wow, that's a mouthful.
I don't really remember his name, but I remember his quote that
okay.
he said.
Good.
He said that tradition is the living faith of those now dead, while traditionalism is the dead faith of those now living. I believe we have a lot of traditionalism in our churches today
yeah.
that is dead. Tradition says this. Let's worship on the Lord's Day. Traditionalism says this. It must be at 11 a.m. on Sunday mornings in a building with a steeple and pews.
Yeah.
You see the difference?
Yeah.
Traditionalism cripples the work of the Holy Spirit in the church. We need to let go of our human customs, even our denominational thinking.
Yeah.
And we need to grab hold of biblical truths.
When it subverts the word. You know, I see this a lot, what you're saying, in Jesus' time with the Pharisees of that day, because they took the law of God, which was from the very heart of God, representing the character of God, the law is not evil. The law came from the Lord, and they took a good thing, and then they added to it. They said, well, if this is a good thing, let me go ahead and add this to this and multiply it and add my traditionalism to it. And what happened is they started abiding by their law and left the law behind. And a lot of times I think that's what we do in our churches. We take good things, Bible things, and we say, well, let me add this to it and this to it and this angle and come from this direction. And before we get done, we are experiencing something completely outside of the Word. So when our traditions subvert the Word, then we've fallen into a gray area that's not a good place to be.
Right. In that bondage, I will say traditionalism is a bondage. Okay. I know that you've been going through a study yourself personally on the subject of grace.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, I thank God for His grace.
Amen.
I thank you, Lord, for that. And when I deal with the Holy Spirit, I deal with it. The Holy Spirit is a grace gift given by God.
Yeah.
He's given it for us. It's not against us. It's for our benefit. It's for His glory. And when we operate in the Holy Spirit, it brings, we crown Him with glory. We crown Him with majesty. We crown Him with honor. Why we don't see the Lord move in our lives as much as many, I will say, there's times when He doesn't move, but I desire Him to move. And what's keeping Him from moving a lot of time is that I don't understand what all He's given me with the Holy Spirit. And I've said this many, I can't stress it enough. What Christ did on the cross, He did more than just to redeem us.
Mm-hmm.
He's come to restore us and to release us in the power of His Holy Spirit to live the life according to what He purposed from the very beginning.
Yes.
Before there was time, He purposed that in us. And I read this passage of Scripture, Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 11, and following, the Scripture reads this, "In Him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be the praise of His glory. In Him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of His glory." David, when I read that passage of Scripture, it excites me.
Yeah.
Not only having faith in what Christ says, who He said He is, but also in what He has done. I know what He has done on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
And if He's redeemed us, He's restored us, He's released us, how are we going to fulfill the work that Christ desires here on earth through us? It's only going to be in the power of the Holy Spirit. He says this, that the Holy Spirit is a guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
A guarantee of our inheritance. That inheritance of those things to come in heaven, it can become from heaven. The supernatural can be brought to the natural world, that you can walk in the power. I want to tell you something. Whenever I realize something, that my Father owns the 1,000 hills and the cattle on it,
right,
and the hills and the taters underneath.
Right. Okay.
When my God is the one who sprung the stars in the sky, created
yeah.
the earth, spoke it into existence, my God, who the Scripture says that when we believe, that He cries out, "Abba, Father." But when we're baptized with the Spirit, our spirit cries out,
right.
"Abba, Daddy."
That's right.
My Daddy, who has all of this in heaven, says this, "I'm going to give you a little bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a down payment."
A down payment. That's
and
right.
And it's going to be a guarantee of those things to come while you're here on earth. And I'm going to send it to you through the Holy Spirit.
Come on now.
The promise of God. So when someone receives the Spirit, what takes place? It says that you are sealed with the promise of the Father. What is that word sealed? I grew up, David, thinking like this. Preserves. I am from the South, and I love pear preserves.
You're speaking
preserves,
my language.
Anything
yeah.
canned. And they would seal it, preserve it until we use it.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I always heard, that Scripture. You're preserved to the very end. But that's not what that word sealed means. That word sealed has a more powerful emphasis. And I can't wait to share with your audience what that word sealed
means. Okay, well, we don't have enough time in this segment to get into it, but this is a good place to stop. We're going to talk about sealed. What does that mean? How does that apply to me, Christian, today, 2012? We're talking about an inheritance with the Lord. I'm sealed with the Spirit. I can start getting some of that down payment today. That's an exciting topic. So if you're listening, don't leave us. You're going to come back, and we're going to give you some real meat right here. We talk about the sealing of the Holy Spirit, and what does that really mean with Pastor Jeremiah, the Truth Infusion Studios, Life with the Holy Spirit. I'm loving it. This is good stuff. It's good stuff. Truth Infusion Ministries is excited to introduce you to J&K Custom Cutting. This Christian-based operation is a father and son team that is ready to take care of your lumber needs. The great thing is they are portable, so you can bring the logs to them or they can come to you. They also build logging mats and they sell lumber of all types with a specialty in cedar. So call Johnny and Kevin at 903-824-8477. That's 903-824-8477. They are waiting to hear from you. Hey, truth seekers, especially you pastors out there, go to truthinfusion.com and check out our schedule of events. We've got a lot of things coming up at different churches, but there's room for your church. If you have a need for a worship event or a teaching event, I'd love to come in and preach and teach the Word of God for you. Give me a call or email me at truthinfusion@gmail.com. Let's put something on the schedule for you and your congregation.
Hey guys, this is Pastor Jeremiah of Cross Life Church, Atlanta, Texas. I am excited to share with you, we are in the developing stages of a church plant that is simple, missional, and spirit-filled. Cross Life has a desire to encourage God's people to pursue His presence, His power, and to reach people with love relationships. It is a simple philosophy. Love God and love people. Join us as we make much of Jesus. For more information, check out jeremiahmossministries.com.
All right, welcome back. We're here with Pastor Jeremiah. We just left right before the break, and you begin to open up teaching about the word sealed as it relates to the Holy Spirit. We're sealed with the Spirit, and we want to discuss what that means. It doesn't mean we're preserved to the end necessarily. What does it mean?
Well, in the Greek, right here, this word sealed, it means a couple of things, okay? The word sealed is in this setting, and if you love like medieval times,
all right,
you can see a king, he would send a letter,
yeah,
and sometimes in that letter he was transferring resources. Now the carrier would not carry a lot of resources with him because you had people like Robin Hood out there, okay,
yeah.
But the king's word was good.
Yeah.
And so he had a signet ring, and that signet ring, he would take wax and he would press it on that envelope, on mm-hmm. that letter, his signet, his name. And the carrier would carry it to where it needed to be, if it to another kingdom, and the other person receive it. He would read what the letter would say, or the promises that were in the letter, and the promises would come true based on the words of the name of the one who sent it. And
okay.
The seal.
The power was in the seal.
The power was in the seal.
Amen.
And so when we receive the Holy Spirit, we receive a seal. We're giving authenticated.
Yeah.
And we've been given authority. I mean, most believers today, they walk around with their heads held low.
Mm-hmm.
And they look like they're broke, busted, and disgusted. Right. I've been there, brother.
Me too.
And
me too.
In my situations in life, I may be there. But because of knowing who I am and what the Holy Spirit has given me, I can walk with my head tied knowing that I am somebody special in the eyes of the King.
Yeah.
And the Scripture says that we become joint heirs with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We are a royal priesthood.
Mm-hmm.
David says that we are favored by God. It means that God is in our corner. Not only is he in our corner, he has given a mark to us. We have been sealed, and it's a mark that is visible to those. I heard a pastor say one time, if you walk into Walmart, if you've been baptized with the Holy Spirit, the meth users and the crackheads, they'll do one or two things. They'll run from you,
right.
Or they'll run to
or
you.
Or they'll run to you.
And so the power of the Holy Spirit, when someone's been baptized with the Spirit, they've been given this seal. and they can walk with authority. Matthew chapter 10. I read that and I get to thinking about the power that Jesus gave his disciples. Mm-hmm. He says, greater works that you will do than what I have done. You'll be able to cast out demons. You'll be able to lay hands on the sick.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to speak the truth. You'll be able to preach and you'll be able to proclaim with power and authority. The demons will tremble at the sound of Jesus' name from your voice. You have that power. And I get to thinking, our God put us in a world, created us here on earth, well, this is the devil's dominion.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not from this world, brother.
Amen.
We're from another place. The scripture says we are ambassadors from another kingdom. While we're here, not only has he sent us, but he's given us a power. He's given us a new name. He's given us his name. And when he gives that to us, we are sealed. Meaning we can walk around with our heads high, knowing that there's an angel before us and behind us,
yeah,
that no weapons that are formed against us will prosper, meaning that we are on the winning side, brother.
When I'm reminded, now you tell me if I'm wrong about this. Jesus told the story of the prodigal son, and he's in the pig pen, and I won't go through the whole story, but the Bible says he comes to himself, and he realizes that the lowest position in my father's house is better than where I'm at right now. He goes back home. Father sees him coming a long way off. I imagine Dad had been sitting on the front porch watching the horizon for some time. Bible gives us the picture of the father running to the son, throwing his arms around him. And one of the things that he did after he announced we're going to have a party, put a new robe on this young man, put the ring on his finger.
Mm.
Was this the same thing here? Was this the signet ring? This was the power of the father given to the son who had come home. He was dead, now he's alive, but that's not, you're not a slave in the father's house. You have the authority of the signet ring placed on your finger by God.
Brother, it's a wonderful thing when we think that we've been adopted into the family.
That's good news.
Man, that is exciting to me as a believer. I know that the world may come against us as believers. The world's economy may try to strangle us out.
Mm-hmm.
Diseases and sickness may try to steal what God's intended for us. But I've learned this about our God. When we carry his name, when we are his, we're his children.
Yeah.
Whatever he allows the evil one to steal from us, that means he's going to give us something better.
Right.
Whenever he puts a period at the end of the sentence, there's no need to try to erase it and put a question mark, because he's began a new sentence, yeah, in our life. It's going to be better than the last one, I promise you, because our God is for us. And I just right now, I just really feel the Spirit sharing.
Amen.
I want to share this with your believers, with your followers, mm-hmm, if you're a believer today. I'm just thinking about, someone said, well, how do you activate that inheritance? Number one, I'm going to tell you, number one,
okay,
first thing is this, you must be in the family.
True.
Be a part of the kingdom.
Yes.
Number two, you must love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. I'm thinking about this. In Psalms 91, verse 1, he said, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He said, I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. Mm. Boy, when I read that there in the Psalm, when I think of all, David didn't hear that on his, by himself. I think he heard that from his forefathers, like Moses in Exodus chapter 33, verse number 11,
yeah,
where Moses said, God, show me your glory.
Amen.
Show me your glory. Hey, my back's up against the Red Sea. Show me your glory. He showed him his glory. He parted the Red Sea.
Yeah.
And so I don't know where you've been or where your viewers have been. Whenever I know where I've been, my back's been up against the wall, but sure, he showed me his glory. He delivered me. David, he's saying this from his precious experiences. Man, I'm going to tell you something. Whenever I have had heartaches, when I have went against the bears, when I went against the giants, when I went against the lions, here's what I did. I found myself in the secret place with the Most High, and I abided. I found rest under the shadow of the Almighty. He's saying this, if you want your inheritance, if you want to activate it, you want the protocol, quote, yeah, to prosperity, find yourself in the shadow of Almighty. He says this, I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge. He is my fortress. He is my God. David, I want to tell you what, he may be your God, But brother, he's my guy too. He may be the guy to the Methodist, may be the guy to the Baptist, but my friends, he is my guy too.
Yes.
He may be the guy to the prostitute lady who got delivered from prostitution, was saved, whose name's been written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, who has been given a new start. She's become a new creature. But my friends, he is my guy.
Amen.
The scripture says, in him I will trust. Also in the Hebrew, that word means worship.
Amen.
I will not worship at another altar. The altar of this world, altar denomination, altar of flesh, I will worship at the altar of the Lord Jesus Christ. That word worship, it is made up of two words, proskuneo. That word proskuneo, the first part, pros, means towards God.
Yeah.
Kuneo means weird.
Okay.
So when you say that, I will trust in him, in my God, in him I will trust, in him I will move towards weirdly.
Yeah.
Man, when you say that in a church, are you weird for the Lord? Man, do something weird for the Lord. They're going to look at it like you done lost your mind.
Yeah.
But that's what the word worship means. It means to outwardly express something weirdly. It's where we get the closest thing to our English language of that word kaneo is puppy. To puppy towards God.
Huh.
I've got a puppy at the house, and I don't care how bad of a day she's had, or how bad a day I had. When I walk in the backyard, she gets so excited.
Right.
That tail is wagging, and man, she's jumping up. And every once in a while, I'll get down on my knees, and you know what the first thing she does? She'll give me a kiss. Now,
yeah.
I'm not talking about, I don't let her kiss me on the lips. I let her kiss me on the side of the face. That's nasty. But
yeah.
She'll kiss me. She wants to show her. She is excited. Her daddy is home. Her master is home.
Sure.
And we roll around. We have a good time. I enjoy it, man. I'll tell you what. Man's best friend is the dog. Isn't that right?
That's right. It's what it says.
Now, the scripture says to worship him, to puppy towards God. What he's saying is this. Think about it. Have you expressed your affections to the God outwardly when you worship him? Do your kids, do your children know my daddy is one who shows his affection outwardly in his worship
Amen.
And praise to God? Does he? Man, there's a song on K-Love. I can't remember the name of it. When heaven kissed the earth, you know, in the scripture, that word kiss, that's not it. But you can't say this over radio, but I'm going to say it.
Uh-oh.
Sloppy kiss.
Yeah.
Sloppy kiss. God,
right.
When heaven sloppy kissed the earth. Man, I'm going to tell you, God wants
extreme affection.
He wants us to show him extreme affection.
Yeah.
In the Holy Spirit, if you are living life with the Holy Spirit, you can show him that supernatural affection daily, my friend. That's how you activate, or that's how you receive the inheritance that God gives with the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Well, Truth Seekers, I trust that if you've been with us today or the last 3 weeks with Pastor Jeremiah, that you've received a blessing in this teaching. This is a teaching that does not end. It moves forward as you continue in a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Don't give God part of your day. Give God your day. Don't give God a section of your life. Live a lifestyle for the Lord. Make this an all-consuming thing and ask him to do that in you. This has been a blessing, brother. Thank you for being with us these last few weeks, and thank you for pointing out the truth about life with the Holy Spirit. Listeners, until next time, you keep seeking the truth.
Thank you for listening to Truth Infusion. Please visit Truth Infusion Ministries on the web at truthinfusion.com. Once again, that's truthinfusion.com. We also would like to hear from our listeners. Email us truthinfusion@gmail.com.